In the first reading today, we hear about St. Paul standing up and speaking about the things that had happened to our Lord. And he reminds the people that these are the things that the prophets had said. They hear it Sabbath after Sabbath in the readings of the prophets. Did the people want to hear it? How many times, how many hundreds of times had they heard those readings? They didn't want anything to do with it. It went in one ear and out the other. Oh, they knew. They had heard it. But when it came time for the actual Messiah to suffer, they wanted nothing to do with it. The apostles themselves, who spent 3 years with our blessed Lord, and he told them what was going to happen, did they want to hear it? Not for one split second. When he told them explicitly what was going to happen to him, what did they do? Well, they started fighting among themselves as to which one of them was the greatest. Like, really, Jesus just told you he's going to be handed over and scourged and put to death. And all you clowns can think about is who's the best, who's the greatest, who's the highest? Come on. Well, people don't want to deal with it. Now, after the fact and looking back, now Jesus himself is saying, look, I told you all these things. And he opened up the scriptures and he told him everything that was about him. All of a sudden they got it, because everything was okay now. He'd risen from the dead, everything was great. Well, sure, he had to suffer. He had to do all those things. Look, it's all right there. We've heard it week after week after week for years in the prophets. It had to happen this way. Funny that when they're looking back at it, it had to happen that way. When they were looking forward to it, what did they say? Oh, God forbid that this would happen to you. It's like, isn't that what the prophet said needed to happen? Isn't that what Jesus himself said needed to happen? But instead, Peter rebukes Jesus for it. The whole bunch of them argue about who's the greatest among them, rather than looking at it and saying, this is what has been foretold. Well, guess where we're at? We're looking forward. And I'm hearing from more and more and more people how angry they are about what's going on in the church and in the world. My advice to them is the same every time. You should be rejoicing rather than getting upset. Because these things have to happen. We can't get to the triumph of the Immaculate Heart until this other stuff happens. So all this stuff is just pointing to the direction where we're going. Now, looking back 2,000 years ago, I suppose we could say, do you think if the apostles actually understood that when our Lord was handed over and he was being scourged and all the different things, would they be rejoicing, saying, praise the Lord, this is great because, you know, we got to have the crucifixion in order to get to the resurrection? No, they probably wouldn't have been able to do that because somebody that they loved was being beaten. But when they look back at it, then they could understand it all. But it was all there. And it's all there for us, too. We're looking forward. The church is Jesus Christ. The church must be crucified. And the church will rise glorious. And we can't have the resurrection until we have the crucifixion, and we don't have the crucifixion until we have the passion. So as we're watching these things happen, don't get angry. What good's that going to do anybody? All that's going to do is add more to the mess. Oh boy, we have more angry people. Isn't that great? For what? Did Jesus get angry? Not when they put him through all this, because he knew why it was happening. You're a member of Jesus Christ. You know why this is happening. Be like Jesus. Be at peace. Pray for the people. Pray for their conversion. Pray that God will forgive them, because they truly know not what they're doing. Even St. Paul said that the rulers of Jerusalem, they didn't know Jesus. They didn't know what was going on. They didn't understand. Do we? It's all right there. It has always all been right there. We just don't want to deal with it because it's not pleasant. The gospel of health and wealth is fake. A whole lot easier to listen to than the real gospel, but it's fake. The real gospel is about the cross and the resurrection of our Lord. We can't have one without the other. The church is the mystical person of Jesus Christ. Therefore, the church has to endure what our Lord did. This is her opportunity to show her love for her spouse, just as he showed his love for her. So don't be angry, don't be frustrated, and especially don't run away, because that's what we're seeing people doing. They're packing up and they're leaving. Look at what the Pope is doing. Look at what this cardinal said. Look at what this bishop said. I'm leaving. Why? Because they're doing exactly what Scripture says needs to happen? Stay faithful to Jesus. That's the only thing that matters. No bishop, no cardinal, and no pope is going to save your soul. So if we have a bunch of heretics who are saying stupid things, acknowledge the heresy and the stupidity. But don't get angry. And don't walk away from Jesus because somebody said or did something stupid. Any more than the apostles should have walked away from him 2,000 years ago because the chief priests and the pagans were saying and doing stupid things. This is our time. So in the midst of this, what does the church give us? The readings that remind us not everything is rosy and wonderful. This is what had to happen. So as we look forward, this is what has to happen. So be at peace. Stay united with Jesus in prayer. Don't let all these things get you worried and upset, because we already know what's going to happen. He's going to be put to death. He's going to rise glorious. Why worry? You already know what's going to be. Just stay at peace. No matter what happens, stay faithful to our Lord.